Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I'm now welcoming Mr. Thulani Kunene. He's with us on the line. Dr. Kunene, good evening and welcome back to Radio Pulpit. And thanks once again for availing yourself to the listeners of this radio station.
Good evening, sir. I hope you are doing well.
By His grace, I'm doing well. I hope you are doing well too, that side.
Yes, I'm doing very well. We are covered with grace indeed.
We are talking premarital counseling, the importance thereof this evening. And you mentioned that it's important in a sense that people who go through it tend to, you know, stay longer or stay in their marriages compared to those who haven't gone through it. First and foremost, let's look at how important that is. And of course, I want to also look at the timing for it, whether we should introduce it when people are already in love, because I'm not sure if they will listen to anybody or to anything when they are already in love there. But anyway, you will let us know with regards to the timing thereof, with regards to when is the right time to introduce it and stuff like that. What is premarital counseling and how important is it as we start this topic?
So just to give a background as to why I'm talking about this particular subject, as you may know, my work is dealing with families in dispute, either divorce or co-parenting plans to help those who don't have agreements to find common ground. I see the phenomena of people divorcing when I ask them if they were prepared for marriage. Majority of them would say, let's say now the people that I deal with in court who are not saved, who don't go to church, they would say, what is that? They would say, oh, well, I've never gone through that. And there's a huge number of people who need to be prepared for this institute. Majority of people that are divorcing, you can tell that these people are never ready, number one. Number two, these people are never compatible. The other problems that I've seen, people who don't have the same belief system, they get married, and then later they divorce because they don't have the same belief system. I'll make an example. The guy is Muslim, or he decided to follow the Islam religion, but when they got married, he was, no, I don't follow any religion, whereas the lady became a prayer warrior. In that relationship, he decided to become Muslim, and you can understand what will happen. He wants the lady to convert to Islam, whereas the lady is a prayer warrior. They had to go separate ways. So it's very important for people to go through a premarital. Let's also change it, because the young generation don't see marriage as something appetizing. You know, when you say premarital, it becomes that word that's not so appetizing to them. So I've decided to call it a marriage success program. So you ask, is it for people who are married or who are dating or just anyone? I'm thinking let's open it to everyone. As long as a person aspires to get married, let's look at this program where I teach people about different types of marriage regimes. I know a lot of people always think that marriage in community property is the best way of getting married, not in 2025. There's a number of things that we need to look at. So we need to explore other ways of getting married.
Or the lobola. I don't know how you're going to go about this one, around this one. Get around this one. Yeah, lobola. It looks like it's a battle that you're not going to win now.
Remember last we spoke about lobola.
No. I'm saying, because you're talking about in community and out of community, and there was a time when we had a topic on lobola itself that we really, it's something that needs to be relooked at. and stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if you'll be able to win, but I'm sure that the moment you start the conversation, people will be able to see whether they go along with it or not, and stuff like that.
So, that being said, how about we train people, we teach them what Lobola means in the first place, before they even go there? Answering your question, is the training for people who are already dating or people who are engaged? Let's open it to everyone.
Absolutely.
So that when they get to that stage, they are equipped with knowledge.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's the right time. I think that's the right time. What do you think?
That's the right time.
Yeah. Not for people who are already in it, but for the people who are maybe starting there, you know, get a relationship, or those who are considering getting into relationships and all that. Because once you start, come out to another already, they plan to get married. That's why I said it sounds like, it feels like it is too little, too late then.
So, but if we open it to those who would look at marriage at a particular stage, let's look at, for example, a 20-year-old. A 20-year-old is already starting to look around. But most of our culture, when they think marriage, they think the first thing, oh, we need to do labola. By the time they do labola, they are out of the other side of marrying out of commercial property. So how about we train people before they get to there? So when they get to that stage, they do realizing where they know what labola means. And they understand that there's different types of marriage regimes. Whereas in the past, people used to think that in community property is the best way. Now, it's no longer the best way. And people think that if you marry out of community property, therefore the person doesn't love me. There's other issues. If the person comes with debt, it means you're going to start with that debt. But if you marry out of community property, you can separate those. You can live off the other person's clean credit. We also look at a lot of people who want to become entrepreneurs. Those people are high risk. The chances of them going through ITC, being blacklisted and that because of business issues, those risks are high. And you don't want to be married and you are stuck with a person because they made that mistake. So let's look at that. Let's teach that. The other thing, compatibility. Let's look at religion as well. Some people get married and yet they never talked about the religion. You know, some people get married, they never talk about how they're going to take care of their elderly parents. They become angry when their parents are there who needs care. You know, all of these things, you talk about them as black sex. That's a very particular reality for a lot of black people. You find that your mom needs to be taken care of, my dad needs to be taken care of, and when they're elderly, who's going to take care of them? They want to use the old age home most of the time. Few people I've heard would send their parents to old age home. But if you have planned accordingly, you realize that, okay, my mom will build a house. Let's build a house in a village where she's comfortable. You know, and we agree about these things. But if people never agree about these things, then it becomes a problem. We talk about sexual methods in the marriage, where people think that things will be okay, and then people get problems in the marriage. And they divorce because of those problems. Those problems may relate to childhood traumas. Let's talk about them. Where have you been? What are the traumas that have affected you that may affect this institute? So there's a whole lot of things that needs to be taught to young people who want to get married. But the program is not only for young people. There are people who are divorced. And they don't want to get divorced again. They want to marry again, but they want to do things differently. So the program is also ideal for them as well. You know, so there's other people, it was never divorced. The spouse passed on. and they need to really take their life seriously. They have acquired assets. Now they want to get married. Let's talk about those things. You know, income into property or not. Because that also opens up another door where a spouse will come in, so those elderly couples will get married. For example, the story that I was dealing with. This lady married this guy. The guy comes with just his jacket. They marry out in commercial property, paintable, automatically in commercial property. 2 years down the line, she passes on. The guy inherits the house. Now, the lady had two kids. 2 weeks literally after burying the wife, the mother to these two kids, he was taking the kids away, saying to them, I own everything that your mother owned. We married in commercial property, therefore everything belongs to me. So let's talk about these things. You know, let's teach people, let's equip them so that they don't fall into a trap. I mean, this lady had worked so much, she had pensions, she had everything that she wanted to leave for her children. She passed on, she couldn't leave anything for her children, the children were studying. This guy just said, I want you out, I want to put in another woman, this is not my house. You see all of those things that happen.
Yes.
Also prevents divorce. This also prevents divorce.
Mm.
If you go into this institution, be equipped, knowing what you're doing. The cases of divorce, I'm not saying it won't happen, but you are because you are ready, you are equipped, you have tools. You understand what's going to happen. Because some people, I heard another story on the another group where the family was saying they want $70,000 and they want a white wedding. But the guy said, but I cannot afford that. The lady said, go and make a loan so that we can make my parents happy. You can even see they are starting on a wrong foot in that marriage.
I get what they normally say is they believe for their children, none of their children will be married. I mean, none of them will be married without white wedding. So that's some of the what some of the families believe. Now, she's only married. Linyala hai it's white wedding, white dress, meaning the white dress and all that. So, but then I suppose that the lady should be supportive to the spouse, to the fiancé there to say, but Sadibami, what you are doing is you are getting us into trouble, into serious problems, because that means we'll have to repay this debt. I mean, just imagine that amount that you pay for Lobola and then you spend a lot of money again for the celebration day, and all that. So forgetting what after that, That's when the marriage life starts. I wanted to actually talk a little bit more about, maybe people mistake, the marriage for the wedding day. That's why many people are excited about the wedding day. And then next thing, they don't know what they got themselves into. Can we go beyond that to actually make sure that people understand that there is a wedding day where you can have the wedding of the year and the marriage? How important is that?
That's part of the training, because other people, and I've seen this, people plan for the wedding day. Especially, let's put what I've seen, and the lady said to me, now when I was young, I was dreaming about my wedding day with the gown and the decor and everything. She said that after that what happened, she said, I never signed up for that. I never found out for a man who was expecting me to cook for him. She was saying, he's bleeding on my leg every night. I don't want that. I said, but what were you expecting? She said, well, I thought all my life I was just thinking about the wedding day. So how about we get people to be prepared that there's a wedding day and there's marriage. Wedding day is just one day. Marriage is a long-term thing. You have kids, you have a household, you have to work, this career, and a whole lot of things that are expected from you. And there's roles that are of which now are changing. with the changing of the economy in South Africa, they no longer have the same roles that they standard. You know, I ask people, is your marriage a modern marriage or the old traditional marriage? In most cases, the guy will say traditional and the woman says modern. Because these are two different things. A modern marriage, we both working, whoever comes on the first will cook. An old traditional wedding, the guy, even if he comes home early, he will sit his wife sitting and wait for the wife to come and cook. Is that still relevant in 2025? It's not. And when he complains that the food is not ready, you have time and so let's look at it. So there's the wedding day and there's a marriage. Those are two different things. And you need to train people that you have to be prepared. Like I said earlier, people will go to varsity, train for their careers, 7 years for being a doctor, 4 years, engineer, whatever. But no one trained for this institute of marriage.
Absolutely.
Where most of our life will be spent today.
Mm.
Post your career when you retire, if it's done it right, marriage will be there. So let's prepare right so that marriage is not a prison, but it's a place where you find solace, you find a lifetime partner, you know what needs to be done, what is expected of you, not going there to someone say people marry for support.
But does age play a role in people, you know, understanding what marriage is, what is required of them in marriage? Or it's just a matter of, you know, the young ones are the ones who don't understand. The older ones are the ones who understand. And maybe we should try to relook at the right time. I'm not saying that it should be an official right time for people to get married. Does age play a role in seeing to it that people understand the marriage itself?
Yes, it does. And sometimes I would say, looking at my case, as soon as you get married, there's a level of growth that you will have. People are not married. I'm not saying not all of them, but people who get married, there's maturity that just takes place. You know, some do struggle, but there's a level of maturity because you have responsibility, especially for men. Men who are not married tend to die early because there's no the support structure that they need to follow. They just do things as they wish. But those who are in this institute, they remember that I'm not someone home. I need to go home. In that way, they live longer. Men are reckless. But if they are married, then they tend to be more mature on how to do things. Some take longer, but it's better when they are married, if they marry right as well. Because sometimes maybe the wrong person, the one guy whom I was helping with a co-parenting care with a lady, he said, never married, never will. I said, what if things change? He said, looking at marriage as it is currently, I don't want to put myself in that mess. So you can understand that most people know divorce as the norm. And I was talking about another conference as well. 80% of the men who were there, it was a men's conference, 80% of the guys who were there had gone through divorce. I was really, really sad. That's why I said to myself, let's put a program that will equip people so that we avoid divorce. And each one of them, as they were talking, they married for the wrong reason. They married the wrong partners. There were no compatibility.
Mm.
And there were a lot of things they never planned. The other one said, we met at varsity 2nd year. I thought we were going both to work and be, you know, corporate people.
Mm.
As soon as we got married, she decided, no, I want to be a home executive. I never lived for that.
Mm. Nick, what are words actually got those who marry? I wanted to ask about those who marry adversity, because I've seen pictures of those who simply went to the Home Affairs and they signed and then they got married, whether their marriages do succeed or not.
But there are a few cases where people just succeed. But majority of those marriages fail because people, they were never prepared.
Okay.
These days, people, especially in South Africa, with education, it opens up people's minds.
Mm.
So the traditional way of doing marriage does not apply now. How my parents did marriage in the 80s and the 90s, it's different from how marriage is conducted in 2025.
Absolutely.
So you cannot expect the same roles and ways of doing things that were succeeding then to succeed now.
Mm. Nothing good, anything. Okay, yes,
we're out of time. Yes, I wanted to talk about an executive woman who runs a very big business.
Mm.
But she needs to come home and do this job. Is that going to help?
Quickly, yeah, we've got 1 minute to do so.
Yeah, so a majority of black women are the ones who have more opportunities in South Africa, and they are studying.
Mm.
And they're taking these opportunities, and they are married to men, of which they earn more. And for them to earn more, they need to spend more time in the office.
Mm.
And yet, if they were married in a traditional way, it becomes a problem.
Yes.
In the marriage. That's why they divorce, because the compatibility is not there.
Mm.
The man is still behind, whereas the woman has progressed, especially when it comes to career. So the women who are career-driven in business really find it hard to find the men who will match them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you very much for your time. Guba Obafe, your contact details.
Yes, WhatsApp only on 067-911-5491. Or you can always Google 2-9 Mediation, numeric 2, LINE, Mediation. You will always, and I'm willing to assist divorcing parents, divorcing couples with mediation, so it's cheaper and less dramatic. Also with divorce, co-parenting plans, where I will help them find a common ground when it comes to taking care of children.
Mm.
And with this program, Marriage Success Program, to prepare anyone for marriage.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. See you next time.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.